Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
We're going to have to change that to Marvelous Monday. This is the beginning of a fresh new week, and the countdown is on to Election Day. Let me tell you. Hey, made a mistake in the last hour of the show, and I was pulling something up on YouTube, and I guess that was the load date. Black Eyed Peas, actually, Where Is the Love, which I, please, go, even if you don't want to listen to the song, at least look at the lyrics of the song and how poignant it is that even back in 2003, not 2009, like I had said, 2003, that this song was out, that, wow. It's the same thing. Everything in that song is what we're going through right now and have been going through every year, year after year since 2003. So it's crazy. Log on to today's poll question, 991fmtot.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should voters risk losing the Senate or the House to prove a point and remove do-nothing Republicans? Lindsey Graham got himself in hot water with Lou Dobbs. He's right on it. Lindsey Graham saying, hey, let's hold back on this FBI stuff. Let's do it after the election. Bull. Bull squat. What are these people doing? What is the FBI doing? They're sure as hell not doing their job if this stuff is not being immediately investigated. Don't even get me on how long they had Hunter Biden's laptop. This is not something that just came out. Okay? It's just like Hillary Clinton's emails. They are just sitting on it. They're sitting on the information. So you have to go find out for yourself what's going on. Please do that. To help you do that, go to 991fmtalk.com. Not only answer today's poll question, but pull up my page. If you go to my page through the schedule, I just posted on there the information on how you can find Dr. Bregan, he and his wife, by logging on to Bregan.com. I put the coronavirus final Fauci treachery report from the 19th on there. It's the PDF form. It's the really long one. And all of the things that it's so long, it's because he references and gives you the links of where the information is coming from. This is how you educate yourself. I also put on there some really, really good podcasts from somebody that if you don't listen to him, you really, really should. And that is Freedom, Operation Freedom. Okay, Operation Freedom. That is on YouTube. You can also follow him on Twitter at DOCDNJ. A couple of these interviews, I pulled out my two favorites. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney and Infiltrator, whistleblower, Robert Mazur. Robert Mazur is a wanted man by the cartels, by all the illegal, the evil side, because of the basic fact that he's getting the information out there. But you know what? It doesn't matter that his life is in jeopardy. He feels that the American people need to know all of this stuff. And I feel you need to know it as well. So please go on there and just listen to them for yourself. Share them, please. 991fmtalk.com. Go on over to my page. Let's go to the talk and text lines. We have another special guest joining us. Nobody dared take her on, so she's pretty much just running unopposed. My guest right now, Jill Tolles, Assemblywoman Jill Tolles from District 25. Jill, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Monica. It's always great to talk to you.
So the election just days away. I got to ask, did you vote?
I did. And it was so easy.
Early voting. Nice. Did you do it electronically or did you mail it in?
I actually took it in hand to one of the secure Dropbox locations at the Raley's in my neighborhood. They stamped it, put it inside that locked box, and it was very, very easy and convenient.
Nice. Love the sound of that. So what do you look towards for the next legislative session? Because we've been talking so much about elections and, you know, flipping the Senate and the House. We need to get more Republicans in there. But people are missing the fact that in just 3 months, we're going to have another legislative session start up.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And it is easy to get focused on just right what's right before us, because that will make all the difference in the world as to what that session's going to feel like. So I do want to just stop there for just a minute and say, again, I know you've been so wonderful at sharing this message, but how important it is to get out there to vote. Even though you said I'm not opposed, which is I'm extremely grateful for, because to be honest with you, I've used this entire interim session to be able to really focus on getting us out of the super minority in the assembly, getting other good business-minded, liberty-minded folks elected to the assembly so that we can help stop bad legislation and put forward
get
good legislation.
Get PK O'Neill back in there, get Barb Hahn in there. That's a tough seat to flip. That's been Democrat for quite a while. Teresa Benitez-Thompson.
Yep, and Jill Dickman, who has worked so hard this cycle. I'm so incredibly proud of her efforts and everyone's efforts across the state. We've got 3 seats that we know we're very, very close to being able to flip in the South, in Clark County. So even though I haven't been out as much in my district out there knocking on doors, it's because I've been actually flying down to Las Vegas or up here in the North knocking on doors. And then, of course, Senator Heidi Gansert, it's extremely important that we keep her seat, and they've been coming hard against her in these last couple weeks. So we can't.
Yeah, I can't believe some of the ads going against her. It's ridiculous.
It's been horrible, and I'll just say it, they've been full of lies. It's just not even mistruths. It's just absolutely, you know, misguided about her record. And as her friend, as a neighbor, as somebody who loves serving with her, I can't imagine going back to the legislature without her being in that building with her experience, her dedication. She researches like crazy and really cares about her constituents. And so it's important that we have people show up and get her back in there.
As we've seen from, you know, top dog himself, Harry Reid, that's how the Democrats work. You know, they don't mind spreading lies. Nancy Pelosi said that was part of the strategy. You put the lies out, the media covers it, the ads are there, and it never gets back into the box. It's never fixed. And they're with that.
I hope that our people show up and turn out and push the button, because we need absolutely every vote. And I've been making phone calls for these candidates, and I've been making phone calls over the last couple of days specifically for Senator Heidi Gansert, and I've been so thrilled with how everyone has said, listen, we know her, we like her, we want to see her back in. We just haven't gotten down there to put our vote in, and so we've just got to make sure that we show up. at this point. And so it's been a good process, good work. So we have to really make sure that we get those numbers in. And then when we get in there, then it's going to be really a matter of playing, defense and offense, right? Bringing forward really good legislation. It's important for Republicans to show we care about education. It's important for us to show that we care about workforce development and pro-business policy and making sure that we show we care about healthcare. And so we've gotten a tremendous team in our caucus, in the Assembly Republican Caucus. We started a new practice called the Policy Hub, where we survey all our members and we find out who are the experts in each field, in small business policy and in healthcare policy and in education policy. And then we bring forward what are solutions that we're behind so that we can go back to our constituents and say, listen, we are both about making sure we stand against policy that's going to be damaging to business, damaging to taxpayers, damaging to access to health care, damaging to education.
But Jill, do we really
provide alternatives? And so we have good policy we're putting forward as well.
Do we need new bills? Do we need to put this stuff forward? Or do we need to fix what is already there? I mean, it seems like so much time is spent on these new bills that people can't understand when they're reading them, when we need to fix what has already been broken.
So I'm so glad you said that, Monica, because, for example, I care very much about the care of the elderly, and I care very much about particularly something near and dear to my heart after losing my father-in-law just 2 years ago to dementia and heart conditions. I care about that access to health care. So let's take a look at something that happened in the last legislative session that I'm hoping to come back and get some movement in the right direction. So the Democrat-led legislature in both houses passed forward increases to minimum wage. Well, one of the things that did was it priced out families from being able to have overnight care for their elderly loved ones or their loved ones with dementia. And if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, you know how incredibly important that continuity of care is to be able to have somebody who is your aide that helps to get you prepared for bed and then is there to wake up in the morning and greet you and then pass you off to whoever is going to care for you for the day. Well, by passing that minimum wage law when it ran into our overtime law, so that if you work a 10-hour shift, which most of these employees in that healthcare industry really prefer to work that, four 10-hour shifts, and you have that continuity of care, now you have to pay time and a half. And then you have outreached the Medicaid reimbursement. So who does that expense go to? That already struggling family. So that's the kind of thing when I talk about what can we do that is pro-business and pro-access to health care and pro-caring for the most vulnerable, the least of these. That's a very practical fix that we have to, unfortunately, because nobody heard us in the last legislative session and that this was one of those consequences to raising that minimum wage, we're going to try and come back and fix that for those struggling families.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because my mother has had to do that three times now with three family members. And people have to realize that it's always the family member, 75 to 80% of the time, who are taking care of those elderly family members, even the ones with dementia and Alzheimer's. It's just they can't afford to go into specialty care. So we have to do more for the families themselves. So, Jill, how can people, what's the best way for people to help besides vote and vote red? But what should they be preparing for the next session?
Well,
and I've only got 60 seconds, so you got to.
60 seconds. Listen, I let your people hear that this is a government for we the people, and the best legislation are the ones that come directly from constituents, not from national agendas, with real-world solutions. So reach out, get to know your representatives, have conversations with them about how legislation is impacting your lives on a daily basis so we can take those stories back and we can advocate on your behalf.
Jill Tolles, thank you so much for joining me today. And, well, I should just say congratulations, really. on another 2 years in the assembly.
Well, thank you, Monica, so much for everything you do. And boy, 10 minutes flies by fast when we talk, doesn't it?
It really does. And that was actually longer than 10 minutes. So
it's
easy to do. Thank you, Assemblywoman Jill Tolles for Assembly District 25 joining us today. We're going to be back right after this. If you'd like to get your thoughts in today on anything that we've talked about, talk and text at 884-9910.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. And guess who's also going to be here? Eric Trump. Yes, Eric is scheduled to appear tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Atlantis for the Make America Great Again event. It's going to be at 1 o'clock. If you want to get tickets, all you have to do is, it's the same location for any Trump event, really. It's events.donaldjtrump.com. So if you log on to there, to that location, you can put your name in and head on over. He really is a good speaker. You know, and that's when people quiet down and actually listen to what people are saying and break away from all the chaos, there's some good things out there. There's some good, positive things out there. 884-9910, it's your time to talk. So let's check in with Clint this morning. Hi, Clint. You wanted to talk about seatbelts?
Yeah, good morning. What a beautiful day we have today.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes, that idiot that called. The government isn't worried about our safety. The government's only worried about money. That's why they pass these idiotic laws. We've all got enough sense to know not to pee on electric fence. You know, it's just stupid. I hope these Democrats...
I don't think all of us have that sense, though, Clint, after listening to some people.
That's true. Trump 2020, please get out and vote, please.
Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Clint.
Great. I said thank you for your show. You're informing people, and that's what we need. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate that. You know, yeah, not everybody has that sense. It's called natural selection. It's called common sense. But common sense isn't that common anymore. Really, when you listen to some people speak, it's like, really? You just have to have the government do everything for you. Do you let them come in and do your... you know, regulate your bathroom habits? What if the government said too many people are falling off of toilets? We need seat belts on toilets. I know that sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. If you look at the way that the world was and how we have progressed to this point, yes, we're safer. But we're safer because of ingenuity. People came forward and said, you know what? If you want to be better protected in your vehicle, we came up with this little thing. We're going to put it in all the cars. You can use it or not. Motorcycle riders, they have helmets. Do you love to ride? Do you take the consequences? Being a motorcycle rider is dangerous just to begin with. Because people in their cars, most of the time now, just don't pay enough attention. And the you know, motorcycles are small enough, they get into blind spots. But it should be your choice. The mask mandates fall into the same category. It is about money. None of this is about your health, about your safety. The Patriot Act was not about your safety. All of this is about control. in the name of your safety. Because they are putting the fear into you. That's fine. You want to put enough fear into the people like Mike to wear a mask? That's great. But you don't mandate it, and you don't fine the people who choose not to. It's that simple. But with the way that we see things, I guess it's not that simple. From Ludwig von Mises. He died back in 1973. But he was smart enough to know that liberty is always freedom from the government. And our government, whether it be local, state, or federal, is way too damn big. And this is our time to roll it back. That's what President Trump has been doing. Rolling back regulations. Now, let's get him his second term so he can start getting rid of departments like the Department of Education. Get that back into the hands of local governments, of parents, and so many others. All right. We'll be back right after this Fox News update with more. I haven't even had a chance to see the emails yet. We've just been going full force ever since 10 o'clock. So we'll be back with your comments right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, but it's your show too, because you're the reason why I do this, and you are where I get my ideas as well. We talk about what you want to talk about, locally, nationally, whatever it is. There's no subject that's off limits. 991FMTalk.com, today's poll question: should voters risk losing the Senate or the House to prove a point and remove do-nothing Republicans? Lou Dobbs going after Lindsey Graham right now? Yeah. Lindsey Graham pulled a bonehead move. And I think he should have been out of there. Because I think this whole support of Trump and everything was just jumping on his bandwagon because he saw how much the country supports Trump. He wanted to be a part of that. And now he showed his true colors again. So, what do you do? You do not pull a prominent Republican. You don't pull any Republican, whether they're prominent or repulsive. Sorry. I know it goes that goes against even my morals and values. You know, I don't think corrupt people should be in politics. But I also don't think that you should just hand over the elections to the left. Because look what they've already done. Look what they've done here in Nevada. Look what they've done in the House. Could you imagine if we lost more Senate seats to the left? What Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, what Adam Schiff would do to this country? I adore Lou Dobbs, but I'm sorry, Lou, I got to disagree with you on this one. Remember this. In the next cycle, stop waiting for people to announce. And this is what gets me the most. Ugh. when people announce they're going to run for office, okay, they do it on the last day of filing. Bull squat. And you know what I want to say there. If you want to run for office and you are going to throw your name in there and you're going to take on someone like Mark Amaday or Dean Heller, you're going to take on those names that have been in there. We might even see Sandoval's name on the ballot again. You do not wait until the last day of filing. They say, oh, wait until the last day of filing, because as soon as you file, then the people are going to be all over you. If you're going to run against prominent people whose names are known, then you better damn well get your name out in the public ASAP and start running as soon as this election is over. Because it's the primary that is the most important election. It's not the general. The general is pretty much decided, in my opinion. If you're a Democrat, you vote Democrat. If you're a Republican, you vote Republican. If you believe in your party's values. This is tough. Yeah, send Lindsey Graham a message. Vote him out. Give another seat to the Democrats. Just like we did with Dean Heller. Your outrage over Dean Heller should have been in the primary. And you should have gotten and voted in a good candidate to run against any Democrat. But people really didn't challenge. And that's sad. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Oh, by the way, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thanks for participating. Michael's on the line with us, wants to talk about voting. Hi, Michael.
Hi there. How you been?
I've been good. What's up?
Say, when you talk about voting them out and the rhinos and the likes of it, the thing of it is let's take it just to the state level. If you look at what you're voting for this time, all they want us to do is amend our Constitution. They want us to change things that have been there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, I basically said no. I said no on all the ballot questions, because that's basically all the ballot questions want to do is change the Constitution of Nevada.
Well, the things they want to change, though, if you go beyond the idea that they want to change the Constitution, is they want to have more access to the money to spend it where they want to spend it, as opposed to the way it was, especially with the college one for a land grant institution.
Mm-hmm.
It's you've got to really read into the one about the people that are going to be on the board for the college and what they intend on doing. And then when you look at who the president is of the university now, who knows how to get around that and knows how to spend the money in ways that people don't want to spend it and give people money that don't deserve to have the money, like he did when he invited all the people into this state to move here that are turning around our values. You know, it's just like hitting the dominoes.
Yeah, and they still are with the Economic Development Department. You know, Michael, you're so right on there, and point it out. Because there are some people who still don't, you know, realize that Brian Sandoval, former governor, who did not back Adam Laxalt, one of the reasons why we now have Governor Sisolak in place, he's the president of UNR.
Correct.
And we're going to see just as many mess ups there.
Correct. I mean, you take this, you were talking about Heller. Heller was the classic rhino as far as things go. Boy, when he was in the House, he was doing everything he could to get to the Senate. And
yep.
then when he got to the Senate, he showed us who he really was. You know, my daughter yep. had to hold me back at the Reno Rodeo one year when I wanted to meet up with Heller face to face as he was walking towards me, because I was going to tell him what I thought of what he'd done.
You know, I wish your daughter hadn't hold you back, because I would have loved to have heard his response. Because that, you know, that's in the response when you confront people. Say, you know, I confronted P.K. O'Neill of why he voted for the tax increase when people had voted it down. And now, and he was willing to answer that question, you know, so I don't get these politicians who won't answer you honestly. You know, people make mistakes. We get that, and we move past it if they are genuinely, you know, learn from that mistake and never do it again, like raise our taxes. But if you're not allowed to talk to them, if you're not allowed to confront them, which, you know, is just like what the city of Reno is doing, and all departments actually keeping us out of the meetings, it doesn't work. It's our government.
Right, right. And you're absolutely right about the government, whether it be the city council or the county commissioners or the building side of it. You know, they do. They keep us all out of there. And the thing of it is, it's about time that people just said, no, the doors are going to open and you can either unlock them or we're coming through them. Because what they've done while they've kept us out are things that they'd have got an earful about had they kept them open.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I want to read an email here quickly, because this really points out from a little picture to the big picture. Okay. And this is an email that Mary sent me. We've been talking about seatbelts because through masks, we got started talking on seatbelts. But Mary sent me this text, and I love it. The kids who ride on a school bus, they're the ones that need seatbelts. I agree with you 100%. Also, what about seatbelts on the private tour buses? Maybe this will help riders survive. Do you see the difference here? They force people who drive vehicles. Okay, the person who buys this vehicle, who maintains it, pays for it, pays for the tickets. You have to wear your seatbelt. You get caught without it, you get fined. Our most vulnerable resources and loves for the future, our children, are put into a big box every single day, 2, sometimes 4 times a day. You know, if they take field trips and stuff like that. Just a big box of tin. No seatbelts. Big old metal bars right in front of them from the seat ahead of them. No seatbelts. Tour buses. A lot of those have changed. A lot of tour buses have seatbelts now. The difference here is if they install seatbelts on school buses, well, the government has to pay for that. That's money out of their coffers. If we don't wear our seatbelts, that's money to the government to put into their coffers. They want to take the money. They don't want to put the money back out. Makes you wonder why. Makes you wonder about that, doesn't it? It's so they can decide where that money goes. That's not their job. Government's job is securing our borders, making sure that we are safe from people who can't understand laws for some reason. By the way, in California, they had to shut down a number of pharmacies because people just came in and cleared off the shelves. Because, well, cops aren't going to show up for that. So the businesses just decided to close them down. When are you going to finally realize that the government, whether it be city, state, county, federal, is way too big and it's costing us a fortune? Sorry about the tirade there. 884-9910, Gene. I'm so sorry. I know you've been waiting. What's on your mind? Do you want to talk about Biden? Hiding Biden?
I do want to talk the Biden buffoonery that we saw in the debate regarding his energy plan, which is no plan whatsoever, and he made
Oh, it's a plan. It's a plan to get rid of the oil industry.
Well, it's more so than that. He came out and he wasn't really paying attention when he said there'll be zero carbon emission by 2025, which is 5 years from now. You know, we're only talking 5 years, and life as you know it is over. We want to turn up the misery index on you because you're driving your car. But more to the point, and I wanted to make this point, is all of the state Democratic Party platforms that are online in every Democratic state that punitive taxation is to be utilized to detour the future use of traditional forms of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I heard Biden say that in his damage control last week, he spent last week in damage control and part of this week on his energy plan, saying only that he was going to eliminate energy development subsidies from taxpayers. And I'm submitting that what will happen if we eliminate subsidies for the development of energy sources and the dissemination of affordable energy to America's middle class and its economy, it will in fact be a de facto tax cut, because by pulling that money out, that money has to be paid by somebody else. And I think it will be paid by America's middle class on everything that they touch as a mm-hmm. consumer going forward. It will still have the same effect that when you go out to buy and purchase anything, the price of that is going to escalate. Your home heating bill, your electric bill, and every consumer good that you touch to function your life is going to go up when Biden withdraws development subsidies for affordable energy. So he will be, in effect, raising taxes on the middle class, in spite yep. of what he says, that he's only going to raise taxes on those who make over $400,000. It will be the biggest tax increase and biggest event of hyperinflation that the middle class has ever experienced when he goes in and eliminates energy, so-called energy subsidies. And I just wanted to bring that up to the...
I'm glad you did, Gene, because that was absolutely great. And, you know, I can't wait to see how, because I know the left is just so against the military as well. I can't wait to see all of these electric tanks and the biofuel jet planes or drones that they're going to be using. It's going to be very interesting for the future, don't you think? We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much, Gene. You are always spot on as usual. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and any day. Make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. And so far, About 89% of the people participating said, no, don't vote out a Republican. Not right now. Just hold him accountable after the election. 991FMTalk.com is also where you can find our podcasts and my webpage. Log on to it. See some great videos from Rudy Giuliani, from Operation Freedom. These are podcasts and YouTube casts that you need to check out and see for yourself. Who did I have on today? I completely forgot. That's terrible. Dr. Bregan, my guest today, and talking about the Fauci treachery. It's all right there. Read it for yourself. Share it with your friends. Help people understand and even make sense of the fact that we are going in to vote for our rights this election day. And yet, what is the first thing you do when you enter that voting place? You take away one of your own rights and you put a mask on. This is crazy. We have to stand up for ourselves and we have to protect this country at all costs. Love you. Have a great day. I'm off to be a poll watcher. Mwah. Talk to you tomorrow.